I have Bill Lavelle, Insightec's new Vice President of Sales. He comes over from Checkpoint. Is that correct, Bill?
Yes, it is, Michael.
I basically wanted to talk to you about your move over to Insightec and what spurred that on, and then basically talk about Insightec's products. Tell me a little bit about your move over there.
I have been at Checkpoint for quite a few years, Michael, about 10 years. I worked my way up from individual contributor rep to vice president of sales for the Americas before I left after my 10-year stay there. One of the things that excited me about Insightec is I'm always interested in new technologies, looking at where the market's going, and one of the things that excited me is for quite a while now, the last year or two, you hear a lot of people talking about network access control. The issue has been, and I talk to end users all the time about security issues, was people are looking for a solution, but the issue always seems to be it's too complex to get done, costs me too much money to get it implemented, and just the time frames on accomplishing the tasks. And my background is not only sales, I've been an IT manager at different organizations, so I understand what they're saying. You've got projects, you like to have them scoped out, you want to complete them on time and a budget. And with NAC, it was people were wanting to go there, but it didn't seem to be the technology that allowed them to do it in an efficient and timely manner. And the technology I looked at it inside, it's excited me that it had that opportunity.
What is it about NAC that makes it so difficult, or why is, I guess, the impression that it's incredibly difficult?
Most of the people that have heard about NAC or hear about NAC, a lot of it's been by the switch and hardware manufacturers. And if you look at their solutions to the problem, it's really a forklift, I call it. You know, in order to get some of the new features, functionalities that you would need for their implementation in NAC, it's literally replacing your core infrastructure. And a lot of the infrastructure in your organization, which is not something that people want to do unless necessary, just because of the potential business disruption to an operation.
You know, I've been doing some reading about Insightec, and basically there was some things about agent-driven technology and agentless, and what are some of the drawbacks of agent-driven technology? And what makes Insightec's agentless stateful network detection technology so compelling for customers?
Yeah, when you talk to customers, there's a lot of agents that they need running on their endpoints. They have antivirus, anti-spam, things of that nature, and in my discussions I've had with customers before I came to Insightec and also afterwards, one of their concerns is how many agents do I have to put out on my machine to accomplish the different functions I want to, and how does that add to the complexity of those desktops? You know, the issue being, if I have a lot of agents, do they interact properly together, or is there interoperability issues? I have applications that are running, if I add that one more agent, is it going to cause disruption to the ability for my end users to perform the business function? So people are reluctant to add additional agents. Some they have already, and they're comfortable with them, they test them, they've proven over time. But to add yet another agent to the existing complexity on some of those desktops makes them nervous. It's just risk some of them are not willing to take. And Insightec, because we are agentless, that it does get people's attention. And the fact that, okay, I can give you the functionality that you request and you desire to perform, but you don't have to put another agent, another piece of software I have to worry about with all the endpoints I may be trying to manage in my organization. The stateful network detection, just to finish off the answer to the question, is one of the core, our core technology where the company originally started was what we call a visibility product. It's the ability to give me access and understand 100% of the elements that are in my network. That's very compelling. When we say stateful network detection, it's not only I can go out and find those elements in real time, but I keep a historical database of the elements I found in the past, but I understand how my environment was at a point in time, but also I keep track on a real-time basis of changes that are going on in the environment.
Basically, Insightec is two products right now, right? The visibility product and NAC. Can you go into visibility a little bit?
Sure. The visibility, and this goes back to my background as an IT manager, Michael. One of the biggest concerns anybody has, you're running a network, I want to know where every device is in my network at any point in time. But because of the fluid nature of changes, moves, things of that nature, and trying to perform business functions in any organization, it's fairly fluid. The visibility product allows me on a real-time basis to go out and look at my network and have an up-to-date inventory of every element. I can tell if it's a Windows machine, I can tell if I have a virtual machine there, if it's a Linux machine, a Mac, a printer, and I can view in a real-time basis and actually have a pictogram of the topology of my network allowing me to see all my assets and all the elements of the network. And one of the things I say, you know, is if I want to protect the network and use network access control, how do I do it if I don't know my whole network? So our basis, the visibility products is the basis for our NAC offering.
Do those kind of work hand in hand, or are these products actually are being implemented in companies separately?
They do work hand in hand. There's a slight cost uplift if you want to buy the NAC product versus just buying the visibility product, but they do work hand in hand. And different organizations that I've talked to, you know, since I've been here, some have implemented NAC, others have just implemented the visibility product. And appreciate the value it brings to their organization, and they're contemplating NAC, and they know that they have the capability of using the visibility product, which they're familiar with, to provide the NAC capabilities by just adding on some additional functionality.
So far, most of the business that Insight is getting, is that from companies who have no solution, or are they buying into the technology for the first time, or are you looking at basically they're replacing some of the technology that's been there for a while?
In regards to visibility, I can speak to that a little bit better, Michael. Some of the customers that I've seen have bought visibility, and there are some medium and quite large companies. We were replacing another product. They had another product that would give them a view of the network, but it wasn't timely, and it was something that they would run maybe once a quarter to understand the elements. And, you know, as I said, the fluid nature of running any good-sized business, things are being moved, people move. Machines are moved, networks are changed. It wasn't sufficient. The security people were very concerned about their ability to see what elements were where on the network, and that's why we replaced them. And I've seen other instances where it was just, you know, we don't have anything. We'd like to better understand our network and also control the elements in the network itself, and those are the Mac installations. Usually with Mac, it's a new install. There's not another product there. The cases I've seen here in the States, with visibility, I've actually seen us outplay some of our competitors.
I wonder if Insightix, they have some sort of channel strategy, or were they originally an off-the-shelf type of sale product?
No, it was not a retail product. It was built with the customers, you know, commercial customers, all different industries, but commercial customers. It sold through the channel. One of the reasons that I joined the company itself is we had some partners in the program before I got here, which was in early August, but it was really to grow the channel. We are an indirect company. My experience and one of the reasons that I was excited is having worked at Checkpoint for over 10 years and helping to build the channel program there. And as you're probably aware, Checkpoint is an indirect company, only selling through the channel. It's the same strategy that we'll be implementing here.
Is that what you were mainly brought in for, to help develop or grow the channel?
It was not only grow the channel, but also grow the sales organization. The company itself in July received additional venture capital funding from SoftBank. You may be familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, when I was brought in, it was clearly to grow the sales force, at the same time implementing a channel strategy, not selling direct to the end users, but selling through the channel, but also grow the sales force itself to give us further breadth and reach throughout the U.S. and also the rest of the Americas.
Can you give me an idea what you're looking at in the next couple of years as far as growth?
That is tough to say, Michael. I know what I'm looking for next year, the growth, the numbers that I'm projecting that I'll bring in. A lot of it depends on the uptake with the customers on where it would be at the next year.
As far as working with Microsoft partners, especially particularly Microsoft, what kind of effort are you guys making to work with them?
Well, it's interesting. We're actually agnostic. We work with a lot of different operating systems. It's just not Microsoft. There are certain protocols that Microsoft uses that we have taken advantage of, so that when I'm doing visibility and I'm looking at the elements in the network, we can take advantage of one of the Microsoft protocols, WMI, so I can get a lot of detailed information down to patch levels, software running, applications running on the element itself. And that's just taking advantage of one of the Microsoft protocols.
It seems that it's going to be fairly seamless with the release of Windows 2008 sometime next February. I guess you guys would be already announcing support for the product as soon as that comes out.
Yeah, from what I understand from development, it should be seamless. There should be no problem. They are looking at it. We understand that, you know, Microsoft does bring out new releases. You have to. Sometimes there are changes made, but they are waiting for it. And they will be able to do that.
Finally, can you talk about the pricing and where people can find out more about Insightix, NAC, and or NAC, as you call it, and visibility?
People look at the price of products, how to get prices there. You know, one of the things I've seen in customers I've talked to is the, you know, when they look at the cost of ownership, especially the Mac solutions. Not only visibility, but Mac. And we have a few large accounts, and you know, because it is a security product, they prefer that we don't disclose their name. But it's a very large Mac. It's one of the top 10 banks in the U.S. In talking to them about Mac, they basically, you know, they said to me, and I met with them about 3 weeks ago. I was down visiting, and they said, you know, Bill, other, you know, the switch manufacturers specifically, and I'm talking to the big three. They said, you know, we can give you an Mac solution, but you're going to have to rip and replace your whole network. And it'll cost you about $10 million. And they know there's no way that I would charge them anywhere near that. And also the fact that I can work in their existing environment. And the reason they know that is because they're using visibility. And they're deploying it as we speak. And they're saying, you know, the visibility is working. And all I have to do now is upgrade it to Mac. And I've got it. And it's no, it can't, you know, it's no disruption. I can use the existing network as it is. I don't have to change the networks. And it's, you know, I guess it's my background as an IT manager. If you went in and you have a few thousand sites, you know, just short of 2,000 sites, and I had to go in and replace every switch and potentially replace the routers in the network, that's not something you're going to accomplish overnight, especially with the change control windows you're given in an IT organization and the fact that I can't have downtime. You know, I've got branches, I've got, you know, financial transactions occurring on this network. It's not, you know, first of all, it's a lot of planning, it's a lot of design. And then it gets to the implementation, and you can only go as fast as you're allowed without disrupting the business, because, you know, they still have to keep making money. So that's one of the reasons that they are excited about us and our ability to, hey, get in the network, get out there seamlessly. And also, they say, you know, turning on the Mac is the features are there. They have it. They just have to permission it and turn it on. So they're pretty psyched. If where they can find out more about it, they can go to our website. We have contact information there. As I said, that we recently have opened the North American headquarters, and that information will be off on the website where they can contact us. And also, if they go to our website, there are partners listed on the website itself. Again, as I said, we are an indirect company. We're selling through the channel, so we do have partners there. You'll see over time more partners will be appearing on the website as we expand our reach into the channel.
All right. Well, thanks, Bill.
You're welcome, Michael. Nice talking to you.